good afternoon, good night. I'm here for you and your mindset. And I just had a thought in the shower, as most people do. Thoughts in the shower. And before I go off on a tangent immediately, because that's what I was about to do, I'm going to tell you what happened. So I take cold showers for, I would say, 90% of all my showers start off cold. And that began maybe a year ago, because I heard on a podcast that if you take cold showers, it gives you all these health benefits, but more importantly, it gives you willpower benefits. It gives you an increase in the amount of willpower you have. Now, you may think that's silly because you just have unlimited willpower, but I mean, that's what I thought at least. You just have an unlimited amount of willpower, I can do whatever I want. But I think that what these people were saying to me on these podcasts and these videos were that willpower is like, it's like you have, maybe say you have like 100 on like a bar, 100 points of willpower, we'll call it. And every time you use it to maybe get up early, you use 5 points of willpower to get up. You use 10 points to get in the shower. You use 25 points to eat a healthy breakfast. And as your day goes on, you use more and more, etc., etc. And then it depletes. And at the end of the day, if you've used all of it up, then you're more susceptible to bad influences, negative influences. Eat unhealthy. Do an unhealthy habit that you have. Not choose the best option. Simply because you've used up the 100 points of willpower that you had when you started the day. And they said it regenerates every day. You have this amount of willpower. And I was thinking, and I was like, all right, I'll play with this idea just for a second. I'm not going to take it as truth until I see for myself. As me being the skeptical person that I am. So I played with it. And I found out that when I'm super tired at the end of the day, and I'm getting off work and it's 11:30, I just worked for like 12 hours, I'm more likely to eat unhealthy. Most of the time, simply because the willpower isn't there, that I used all day to go to work, to be kind at work, to be happy at work, to be in a good mood at work, to whatever it was. And I found that interesting because I found it true. My willpower depleted. So I was like, okay, so maybe this is true. Say it is. Let's play with the idea again. How do I get more willpower? How do I increase my bar of willpower from 100 to 120 or 150 or 1,000 or whatever? How do I increase it at all? Can I? Is there a way to increase willpower, or are we just all screwed? And what these people were saying to me was that you increase your willpower by simply using it and doing things that are hard to do that are not going to hurt you or anybody else. And they suggested cold showers. And I was like, okay. So let's try it out again. Let's test the theory. Let's just go with the idea for a second and see if it works. That's all I was trying to do. So the next day I got up and I said, I'm gonna take a cold shower. Fuck it, let's go. So I go turn the water cold. And that moment that I was about to get into the cold, I was like, no, I don't want to get in here. And I think that was the willpower building. That moment where I said, no, I'm still going to get in here. Like, I'm taking the cold shower because I've decided already ahead of time that I'm going to do this. That was the actual building of the willpower. And I was that exact moment to where I turned on the cold water. I saw it coming. can't see it cold. So you touch it a little bit, you put your fingers in, you put your hand in the water, you're like, oh! And you're like, nah. And that is the building of it. That exact moment where you're like, nope, can't do it. When you know that this cold shower is not going to physically hurt you, it's not going to physically hurt you or anyone else in any kind of way. If anything, it's going to help your health, but you still don't want to do it. That is the building of the willpower. That is increasing from 100 to 101, at least for that day. At least for that day. It was just so interesting to me. And then today, after this of year, I don't know how long exactly, maybe call it a year of cold showers that I've been doing. Today I got in. I didn't want to get in. But I got in and I stayed in for 3 minutes. That's what I try to do. Does it always work? No, but most of them are at least start with cold. Get in, go for 3 minutes. And I get in, and the first thing I'm thinking is, this is exactly like building a skill. Like, when I go and try something new, I don't know what I'm doing. Because it's new. That's exactly the definition. It's new. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not good at it. So I get in. I start breathing really fast. I start trying to move around. I start trying to understand it. I start getting nervous. I start thinking of, how do I get out of this? That was the exact thoughts that I had in the shower, and the exact thoughts I had when I built a new skill to try something new. And then, maybe about 20 seconds in, I was like, all right, let me control my breathing. So I controlled my breathing a little bit. I turned around and it hit my back and I started breathing heavy again. And that's the exact thing that when I try a new skill, I try to do something new at that new skill. So for example, to put it in context, me trying to become a server when I first started, become a waiter, trying to pick up one of the big trays with all the plates on it, was very difficult for me. Tried it, fumbled around, almost dropped soup on some girl's head, put it back down, tried to get out of it. Went back, did the same thing again. Went back, did the same thing. Went back, same thing. Then I had to go and greet the guest. Wasn't good with people. Wasn't good at speaking, communicating with my guest. Didn't know how to interact. Didn't know the dynamics of the relationship. Learned how to do that. And that was me turning around. That was a new part of the same skill set. Then I controlled my breathing, stood up straight. I was good. I was in it. I had learned at least the first two skills. And then I gradually did, and that was a huge deal. Like, it was a 60-70% difference in how freaked out I was at the beginning to that moment. It was like I was breathing heavy, I couldn't do anything. If you do take a cold shower and you take this advice, this is how it's going to be. You're going to be breathing heavy, you're going to be freaking out, you're going to be, how do I have to get it off? Do I turn it off hot? How long do you say? How long? And you turn it hot. And that's what's going to happen. So that was me, exactly. And I was like, nope, 3 minutes. So I play this is what I do. So I play a song that's 3 minutes long. And I play it on my phone outside the shower, and I press play at like 3:13 or 3:15. And then I turn on the water, and then I get in. And when the song's over, hot or warm, whatever. If you're looking to do this. But then back to the story. So those 20 seconds of me freaking out were the exact same of me building this skill set of different things. And it was a huge jump, 60-70% difference of me. And I was thinking, I was just thinking there, is this how good we get at something new that quickly? I didn't think I could stop freaking out that fast and stop worrying about what was going to happen that fast. I didn't know what it was. But I think this is a new hypothesis, theory, idea that I had, just like the cold shower idea. This is a new one. That if I try something new, yes, I'm going to suck. Yes, I'm going to be fumbling around. Yes, I'm going to be nervous. Yes, I'm going to be not able to breathe. But within a shorter period of time, I'm going to gain 60 to 70% of the skills necessary to do this. And then I'm going to be okay. And then I can go on and turn around, and then I can get cold water in my hand. Then I can move it to my shoulder. Then it starts to feel good for a second. And then I turn around. And then I'm just thinking. And then I'm in there. And then my skill set's done. And then I get little bit. So then every day I go and perfect it. And I get a little bit better, a little bit longer, a little bit better, a little bit longer. But that first moment was the beginning of the new skill set. And it was 60 to 70% better already, like that fast. Because I simply knew. I went from nothing to 70% that fast. I think that just concept of getting that good that fast can be put into context of anything, of any new skill. So me being the waiter, within, I would say, a week, 2 weeks, I could pick up the tray. Maybe not super easily, but I could definitely pick it up and take it to the table. Within 3 weeks to a month, I could speak to my table and communicate very well with the dynamics of the relationship. Within 2 months, I was a good server. Just out there with everybody else. Now, when I started, I did not think it was gonna happen that way. I was extremely nervous. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know where to put my hands. But within 2 months, I was just like everybody else. And it's just the idea of doing something new. You get so much better at it from going to 0 to 70% just because it's new. And then you can master it after that. That's a different whole concept of mastering something. But just to get sufficient, just to satisfy the needs of it, very quickly you can do that with something new. It just proves to me that I can try a bunch of new things and build willpower by simply taking cold showers every day, and then I build enough willpower to try something new and get that good at it. And if I like doing it, and if I love doing it, then I can go into the next part, which would be mastering it, going from that 70%, 60, 70% to 95%, 85%. However good you want to get at it. Say it's guitar. You go from not learning how to play anything to learning how to play Jingle Bells. I did that when I was in high school. Didn't take as long as I thought. But from going to Jingle Bells to an entire, song that's, I don't really know guitar. But an incredibly difficult song, it would take a little bit longer. But to 0 to Jingle Bells didn't take that long. Because you learn at such a rapid rate. And I think that's true, not just for me, but for a lot of people. So let me know if that's true for you. If you try to do something new, or if you try this cold shower thing, let me know if it actually builds your willpower. Let me know if in that moment you freak out. Let me know if you feel better after taking it. I just feel refreshed, rejuvenated. My entire mood is better for that day. I feel like I accomplished something by taking the cold shower. Plus, there's exact health benefits if you want to look them up. I don't know exactly, but I know there are physical health benefits as well. But mentally, I felt better. I felt more clear. Anyway, that was me taking a cold shower, learning from everything I do. Hope you got something out of it. Subscribe, rate, review. Let me know what you think. I'll talk to y'all soon.